up on whiskey toast, home fries on the side. Wash it down with the roadhouse coffee, burns up your insides. You're just a Canyon dollar at a diner, and a waitress I did love. I sat in the back beneath the no-stuff bear and a worn-out Navajo rug. Now old Jack, the boss, he left at six, and it's Katie bar the door. She pulled down that Navajo rug and she spread it across the floor. Hey, I saw lightning cross the sacred mountains, saw the woven turtle dust. But I was lying next to Katie on that old Navajo rug. Aye, 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 Katie, she's red and blue. Aye, 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 Katie, wherever you came from the Navajo. Well, I saw old Jack about a year ago. He said the place burned to the ground. And all I say with this old bare tooth, Katie, she's left town. Papa Katie, she got her souvenir too. Jack's mad at tobacco plug. Well, you should have seen her coming through the smoke, a dragging that Navajo rug.
Aye, aye, aye,
Katie, she's the red and blue.
Aye, aye, aye,
Katie, whatever became of the Navajo rug and you. So every time I cross the sacred mountains and lightning breaks above, it always takes me back in time to my long lost Katie love. But everything that's on a move, everybody's on the go. Hey, you don't find things that last anymore like an old Navajo.
Aye, aye, aye,
Katie, she's the red and blue.
Aye, aye, aye,
Katie, whatever became of the Navajo rug and you. Katie, she's the red and blue.
Aye, aye, aye,
Katie, whatever became of the Navajo.
Next to a swamp full of toads was a slanted wood shack with three little kids and a mama. Papa died in 16.
All right, gather round, drag up the stool. It's time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Well, now, since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. I love it.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning.
That's right.
It's finally Friday. I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend.
It's finally Friday.
I'm out of
be back.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You're naked, is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Stop that. You go blind.
It's wet, but it stretches.
It's huge!
Holy poofy fittipelli.
You're in big trouble, mister!
I'll be hurting with my head in a vice. Tuesday, I'll be wondering if I'll ever survive. Wednesday and a Thursday, I'll be slowly tuning in. Friday, I'll be
to do it.
That is unbelievable, man.
So in my best kindergarten voice, I said,
the answer is
Ruthie Fittipaldi.
That's right.
It's Friday.
That's right.
All right, let's see. Now it looks like we got sound, so I just probably coughed in you guys' ear here. But it looks like everything's normal. Let me check the levels of this microphone. That one is good. All right, now then, welcome to Liberty Lounge. It is April 1st, more commonly known as April Obama Day. And it's a Friday. That's what we do every Friday is we have Liberty Lounge, the all music-related episode or edition of the Shooting Bench. So I've got some things I want to talk about, but I think we've your last two Liberty Lounges have been a little bit impersonal because I was watching movies with Amy and I was running in here and putting some songs on and stuff. So I'm going to stay with you at least most of the night tonight, if not all of it, and kind of interact here a little bit more. So I think what's going to happen, let me see, we got sound there. Alright guys, if we have sound, let me know. Mini Minpin says there's no sound on TuneIn, but I think everything else is working. We only got, what's the matter with everybody in the chat room? Wow, there's not hardly anybody there. Well, Mini, I'm glad you're there. Let's see what's going on here. Maybe I'm just going to play a song and then I'll work with some of this stuff. While this is playing, I'll play with it and be right back.
These three close friends and I get together every night. Set way in the back, me and Jim, Rose and Jack, where we silently work on my thirst. Jim, Bean, Jack Daniels and sweet Gypsy Rose, they're always wherever I go. They don't resist my shaky hand. They said, listen, and I never must insist. Gypsy Rose watches my eyes, and if she thinks I'm about to cry, she caresses my lips with her kiss. Gypsy Rose.
All right, looks like we got our sound issues straightened up here now. So let's see if we can figure out where in the world everybody's at in the chat room. We usually got a good full house on Friday nights, and tonight doesn't seem to be the case. But I do see that Nan joined us. I'm always glad to see you come in. I got to make it out there and see you here one of these days. Here we are this close. I remember going all the way to Pennsylvania to see you one time. And that was a fair trip. So surely the world I can make it 300 miles. So I'll have to figure out how to get that done here before long. Yeah, there's usually quite a lag. I think it seems like it may be a little extra long tonight. So I'll play with this a little bit. I don't think I have any say so over the lag on this. I think that's a shoutcast plague. So, but I'll see if I can get things organized here a little bit, and we'll see if we can get our feet under us and get going the right direction here.
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you want to holler, howdy-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Grape wine in a mason jar, homemade and brought to school by a friend of mine after class. Me and him and this other fool decide that we'll drink up what's left. Chug a lug, so help thyself. First time for everything, my ears still ring. Chug a lug, chug a lug. Make you wanna holler, holler, ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug a lug, 4-H and a FFA. On a field trip to the farm, me and a friend sneak off behind this big old barn where we uncovered a covered up moonshine still. And we thought we'd drink our fill, and I swallowed it with a smile. I run 10 miles, chug a lug, make you wanna holler, hide the hoop. Don't you know? Chug a lug, jukebox and sawdust floor. Something like I ain't never seen. Heck, I'm just going on 15. But with the help of my finagling uncle, I get snuck in. For my first taste of sin, I said, let me have a big old sip. Right on a double backflip. Chug a lug, make you wanna holler, holler.
Each night I leave the bar room when it's over, not feeling tonight your memory found me much too sober. Couldn't drink enough to keep you off my mind. Tonight the bottle let me down.
every day. But the wine don't take effect the way it used to. And I'm hurting in an old familiar way. Tonight the bottle let me down.
All right, I think I finally got pointed in the right direction. I got my feet under me here and getting moving. Let me see who's in there. The Tinkers joined us. Kilogram, been a while, brother. Glad you made it in. Let's see who else we got here. Iowa Cat just signed in. Goat Moog's been there for a while. Nan, Kilogram, couple of anonymous. All right, they'll come filtering in here in a little while, I imagine. We usually got a pretty full house on Friday nights. But, either way, the podcast will be up probably tomorrow night. I'll get caught up on the podcast. Those of you that listen by podcast, I know there's a bunch of them missing because we were gone for two different weeks there and only had one or two shows during those weeks, and that is most uncharacteristic of us here at Survival Circle Network. But, duty called. I had things to do. We had some close protection duties we had to take care of, and there'll be a couple of nights next week. Next week there'll be a couple of nights that I'll be gone too. So we'll just have to deal with it and do the best we can as it comes along. So I don't know what to tell you.
That's too wide. There ain't no jail tied enough to lock me. There ain't no man big enough to stop me. I'll be there if you ever want me by your side. Well, love me if you're ever gonna love me. I never have seen a road too rough to ride. There ain't no jail tied enough to lock me. There ain't no
Lightning.
Well,
the G-Man teaming, revenue is too. Searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
And right away I knew that my eyes bugged out and my face turned blue. Lightning started flashing, thunder started clashing.
White lightning.
Well, the G-Man teaming, revenue is too. Searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
As he hit the ground, mighty, mighty pleasing, your pappy's corn squeezing.
White lightning.
The G-Man, T-Man, revenue is too. Searching for a place where it made you through. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
It's the thought of being dead. I wanna go on being me once my eulogy's been read. Don't spread my ashes out to sea. Don't lay me down to rest. You can put my mind at ease if you fill my last request. Pop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Lord, I wanna go to heaven, but I don't wanna go tonight. Fill my boots up with sand, put a stiff drink in my hand. Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die. Just let my head start.
if I die. Lord, I want to go to heaven, but I don't want to go tonight. Yeah.
I love you, though you think you already know. I remember I thought you looked like an angel wrapped in pink, so soft and warm. You've had me wrapped around your finger since the day you were born. Beautiful baby from the outside in, chase your dreams, but always know the road that'll lead you home. To me, you know you'll always be.
I tiptoed in your room tonight, and I looked down at you smiling in your sleep. You were so lovely, my heart nearly broke. And I thought, how very much like Sleeping Beauty a little girl is. When I tuck you in at night, I never know how old you'll be when you wake. One evening you crawl on your dad's lap and throw your arms around his neck. The next morning you might be much too grown up for that sort of thing. You're so quickly approaching the awkward age. Too young to drive the car and yet too old to be carried into the house half asleep on daddy's shoulder. I have a secret that I've never told you, Sleeping Beauty. You're going on a very exciting trip. You'll travel from yesterday all the way to tomorrow. It's a rapid journey and you'll travel light, leaving behind you measles, mumps, freckles, bumps, bubblegum, and me. I promise not to feel too hurt when you discover that the world is more important than your daddy's lap. Yesterday you were blue jean and pigtail, the neighborhood's best tree climber. Tomorrow you'll be blue organdy and ponytailed, and you'll view the world from a loftier perch, a pair of high-heeled shoes. Yesterday you could mend a doll's broken leg with a hug. Tomorrow you'll be able to break a young man's heart with a kiss. Yesterday you could get lost one aisle away from me in a supermarket. Now I have to worry about losing you down another aisle to some strange young man. You see, just at the point where your growing pains stop, mine begin. Yesterday, you were kind of a pain in the neck when you were around. Tomorrow, you'll be an ache in my heart when you're not. Tomorrow, you'll lay aside your jump rope and tie up the telephone lines, and that little boy that used to push you in the mud, well, he'll fight to sit out a dance with you. The clock upstairs is counting the minutes for you, and the sky upstairs is saving its brightest stars. And the sun is waiting with its shiniest day. Oh, I can't expect you to live in a dollhouse forever. Sooner or later, the butterfly sheds its cocoon, and the smallest bird must try its wings. But when you grow up and out of my arms, when you finally get too big for my shirts, I'll still recall how you used to scatter dust and dolls impartially through every room in the house. But you spread sunshine, too. The dust is settled. Your mom picked up the dolls. But the sunshine will always fill the corners of our hearts. So, here I am, talking in your sleep. Because, well, if you saw this look on my face, you'd laugh. And if I spoke with this lump in my throat, I'd cry. Yeah, honey, when I looked at you tonight, you were a sleeping beauty. So I tiptoed over and I kissed you. You didn't wake up. I knew you wouldn't. According to the legend, only the handsome young prince can open your eyes. And I'm just a father of the future bride. So you sleep on, pretty thing. Tomorrow you'll wake and you'll be a young lady. And you won't even realize that you've changed courses in the middle of a dream. But you might notice a little change in me. I'll look a little different somehow. A little sadder, a little wiser, but a whole lot richer. Tonight, I kissed a princess, and I feel like a king.
That was an old Jimmy Dean song. It's not even a song. He's just talking through the whole thing. 1962 is where that came from. So I stepped away for a minute, so I had to play some of my little girl songs there. And let me check in the chat room here and see what's going on. Yeah, we're picking up a few. I don't know what the heck's going on with everybody tonight. but we seem to be missing quite a few people for whatever reason. Kilogram, I'm glad you still got that Yugo. That's a nice gun. Not a thing in the world wrong with them. So. All right. Don't spend a whole lot of time talking. Iowa Cat, I don't know which song you're talking about there, but it just so happens that right now I had planned for a Trace Atkins. No, I'm sorry. It's not Trace Atkins. It is Rodney Atkins, not Trace Atkins. A little different, but I'm going to play it anyway. A little different girl song here.
She said, I need some time to find myself. I need a little space to think. And maybe we should start seeing other people. Baby, things are moving way too fast for me. So I picked up what was left of my pride. I put on my walking shoes. And I got up on that high road. And I did what any gentleman would do. I got a brand new girlfriend. We went and jumped off the deep end. Flew out to LA for the weekend. Spent the whole day lying on the beach where nothing but a smile playing. Kissy, kissy, smoochy, smoochy, talking mushy, mushy about nothing. Man, I think I'm on to something. Because I feel just like a kid again. When she calls me Buttercup, she laughs and says I left the toilet seat up. She pops the top for me a cold beer and says my buddy's always welcome here. When I get hungry, she takes me out. I'm riding shotgun like a Shih Tzu hound. My tail's a wagon, my tongue's hanging out. It makes me want to shout.
I got a brand new
All right, Iowa Cat, I just saw your post on Rights at Risk there. I hope everyone will keep that family in their prayers. They've been having a lot of problems here this last few months, so hopefully they'll get through this and everything will be okay. And for those of you that are just tuning in or listening by podcast, we've had a quite a number of disruptions here this last week or so. So podcasts are going to be shorted a little bit, and I apologize for that. We usually have one every day, and I know that there are a lot of podcast listeners out there, so I have to just have to apologize. We'll have to move on. All right. Well, they'll dang, that's too bad to hear about Rights at Risk. I'll have to give her a call.
This old smoke-filled bar is something I'm not used to. But I gave up my home to see you satisfied. And I just called to let you know where I'll be living. It's not much, but I feel welcome here inside. Got swinging doors, a jukebox, and a bar stool. And my new home has a flashy neon sign. Stop by and see me anytime you want to. 'Cause I'm always here at home till closing time. I got everything I need to drive me crazy. I got everything it takes to lose my mind. And in here the atmosphere's just right for heartache. Thanks to you, I'm always here till closing time. And I've got swinging doors, a jukebox, and a bar stool. And my new home has a flashy neon sign. Stop by and see me anytime you want to. 'Cause I'm always here at home till closing time. Yeah, I'm always here at home till closing time.
Before we go on any farther here, I've got something I've been wanting to share with you, and I keep forgetting. But we've talked about this a little bit back, probably 6 months ago. We talked quite a bit about different secure means of communication for patriots and whatnot, but I didn't spend a lot of time on some of the things that make these things secure. Now, everything that they claim is secure out there is not. So don't think that everything that they say, one of their most popular catchphrases here is, encrypted on both ends or something like that, or military grade encryption and all this stuff. There's really only two programs out there as far as texting goes that are secure, very secure, and that is Wickr and Signal. But even though, I'm not gonna extol all the virtues of those two programs right now. We've talked about them before, but I don't know if we talked about Signal very much. But the thing is about anything, your phone, your bank account, I mean, anything that requires a password to get into, It depends on how serious it is, of how much you don't want anybody in it. And of course, if it's a bank account or something like that, you know, it could be catastrophic. If it's Facebook, it could be very, very annoying and inconvenient for somebody to get in, but not the end of the world. If it's just some forum or some chat room or something you go into, it's really not a big deal. You just go in, create a new identity and password, and go on with it. But if you're trying to keep somebody from getting in there, whether it's the government or anybody else, there's a couple of things about these programs that I want to make sure that you understand. One of them, and probably the most important one, no, not the most important one, second most important, but that is a good, strong password. In passwords, you don't want to use any type of name, anything that has to do with anything in your personal life, anniversaries, you know, ex-spouses' names, old girlfriends, dates of anything, birth dates, anniversaries, social security numbers, phone numbers, addresses, anything like that. You don't want to use any, for your passwords, anything like that. You don't want to use a word because once they, if they, let's just say Patriot, for example. We'll use Patriot for a password. It could be relatively strong if you did a, you know, a lowercase p, capital A, capital T, lowercase, and so on and so forth on through there. But the problem with that is once they get the first three or four letters, they figure out, oh, you know what? That looks familiar. I think we can go for it. So at that point, all they got to do is figure out whether it's uppercase or lowercase, and they'll have it solved in 5 minutes. So you can't use names or anything like that. Figure out a sequence of letters and numbers. There are some programs that allow you to use special characters, you know, an asterisk or an underscore, or a dash, or whatever, question mark, or something like that. That's great, because every different thing that you add in there, having the letters is one thing, 26 letters. You know, with numbers, you've only got 10 numbers, 1 through 0. If you have a four-digit password, that means there's only 1,000 combinations, and they're going to find it. You add one number to that, that goes up to 10,000. You make it 6, and there's 100,000 combinations. So anything 6 and above, numbers only, then and mix them up pretty good, then it goes down, goes way down. I mean, the possibility of them getting in, it goes way down. Now, if you add letters to that, you add 26 letters, good grief, does that go up a lot. Excuse me. And if you add special characters into it, question marks, stuff like that, then, you know, it gets to a point where it literally can take years, even with a password doohickey. It takes a long time. It could take months to do that. So if you change your password every month, every 3 to 6 months, whatever, depending on how strong it is, then you get your possibilities of being compromised go way, way down. Now another thing is you get an option on lots of programs, even PayPal. On PayPal, just about everything. You get an opportunity to leave that open where it doesn't close, where then the only reason you'll have to sign back in is if you restart your computer or something. Okay, if you want to live with those chances on other programs, that's okay. But if you're talking about secure communications, talking about sensitive things that you don't want people to find out about, that is unacceptable. You cannot do that. You need a good, strong password, and you need that to sign out every time you get done. It can either sign out automatically when you close it out, or you can make it stay on for 5 seconds, 5 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever. If you feel like you're in a relatively safe environment and you want it to shut off every 30 minutes or an hour, that's fine. If you are in a place where it is a possibility that your phone may be confiscated or stolen or whatever, then you're compromising everybody that you're talking to. Everybody that's in your conversation, all of your friends, all of your Patriot friends, your whatever. You're compromising everybody because you're lazy. Learn your password. Don't write it down. Learn it. Memorize it. If you have to put it somewhere where you can remember it, put it in an encrypted file somewhere so that you have to have another password to get into all the rest of your passwords. Don't use one password for everything. Don't use the same thing for your bank, for your secure communications, for your Facebook, for your whatever. Because once they get one, that's the first thing they'll do is say, well, this is what they got in there. Let's see if it works in this program. So pretty soon you've lost everything. Mix your passwords up. Even if you, it doesn't do any good to mix it up if you have one that's, let's go back to Patriot again. Okay, Patriot is your password. Capital P, lowercase a, capital T. And then you get in your banking program and you say, okay, I'm going to use Patriot again, but I'm going to fool them this time because I'm going to put a lowercase p first and then a capital A and then two lowercase. It doesn't matter. Because if they go to messing around with this and they get the first couple of letters, they say, well, that person's stupid. Well, we know what it is already. We just got to figure out whether it's upper or lowercase. So if you want security, security does not come to lazy people. It doesn't just happen. So if you want to keep it safe, then take the time to get you a good strong, at least 6-character password. 8 is much better. 10's even better than that. And you can get to a point where it becomes just short of impossible. It may take several years to break into. So that's my little bit of advice for you tonight for the time being, and we're going to get back to Johnny Rodriguez.
I'm beginning to believe I get my kicks from being hurt instead of making love feel better. Make it worse. You tell me go, then call me back, and then you set me free. You always come back to hurting me. Best I've had. I'm this way, you're that way. It may be meant to be. You always come back to hurting me. You always come back to hurting me.
Well, that was Johnny Rodriguez, and I kind of got the itch for a little little Mexican flair tonight, so we're going to go on with the Mexican
hey,
thing.
Hey, baby, get my soul.
There you go.
Thought I was your only vato. Hey, baby, get my soul. Please don't leave me this anymore, though. Come on, baby, turn around. Let me see your pretty blue eyes.
Through all the shadows, she never spoke Spanish to me. She said, if you're from Texas, so where's your boots and where's your gun? Well, I got guns that no one can see. Well, after that, we both agreed Spanish is a loving tongue. But she never spoke Spanish to me. Well, she never spoke Spanish.
You know, we're going to have to just pick it up just a little bit. That's not exactly what I had in mind. There you go.
Allá en el Rancho Grande, allá donde vivía, había una rancherita que alegre me decía, que alegre me decía, te voy a hacer tus calzones como los que usa el ranchero en los comienzos de lana, te los acabo de cuero. Allá en el Rancho Grande, allá donde vivía, había una rancherita que alegre me decía, que alegre me decía,
it or not. I've got one more that I want to hear, and then we'll get back to other stuff. We haven't done this for a long time. Patience, jackass, patience.
Who were you thinking of when we were making love last night? Was it a good-looking stranger or a close friend of mine? When we was into it last night, who were you thinking of when we were loving last night? Who were you thinking of when I was making
last night. What were you thinking of when we were making love last night? Was it a good looking stranger or a club fan of mine? You got the world to quit when we got into it last night.
Just come and go. We've had our
share, I know. Now it seems we don't have time for love anymore. All the things we used to say, little things we did each day. Oh, I long to do the things that we did before. It was burgers and fries and cherry pies. It was Superland good back then. Walking in the sand, hand in hand, never thinking that it could end. Figuring our love with the moon above at the drive-in picture show. And it was burgers and fries and cherry pies in the world we used to know. Well, I'm still the same old me. That's all I'll ever be. I'd like to think that you're the same old you. We lost something down the line that I wish we both could find. Lord, I'd like to do the things that we used to do. And it was burgers and fries and cherry pies. It was Superland good back then. Walking in the sand, hand in hand, never thinking that it could end. Digging our love with the moon above at the drive-in picture show. It was burgers and fries and cherry pies in a world we used to know.
Burgers and fries and cherry pies.
Oh, it was so simple back then.
Too much rouge gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused, and I like
could get the two of you dancing that way, lost in the moment and each other's face. So much in love, you're alone in this place, like there's nobody else in the world. I was enough for her not long ago. I was her number one, she told me so. And she still means the world to me, just so you know. So be careful when you hold my girl. Time changes everything, life must go on. I'm not gonna stand in your way. I loved her first, I held her first, and a place in my heart will always be hers. From the first breath she breathed, when she first smiled at me, I knew the love of a father runs deep. And I prayed that she'd find you someday. But it's still hard to give her away. I loved her first. How could that beautiful woman with you be the same freckle face kid that I knew, the one that I read all those fairy tales to, and tucked into bed all those nights? And I knew the first time I saw you with her, it was only a matter of time. I loved her first, I held her first, and a place in will always be hers. From the first breath she breathed, when she first smiled at me, I knew the love of a father runs deep. And I prayed that she'd find you someday, but it's still hard to give her away. When she first smiled at me, I knew the love of a father runs deep. Someday you might know what I'm going through, when a miracle smiles over you. I loved her first.
mistake, but it's worth making. Don't let some helping heart leave you bitter. When you come close to selling out, reconsider. Give the heavens above more than just a passing glance. And when you get the choice to sit it out, promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance.
Staring out the window of their SUV, complaining, saying, I can't wait to turn 18. She said, I'll make my own money and I'll make my own rules. Mama put the car in park out there in front of the school. And she kissed her head and said, I was just like you. You're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times. So take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this. She knows it, she's a brand new bride in her one bedroom apartment, and her daddy stops by. He tells her it's a nice place. She says it'll do for now. Starts talking about babies and buying a house. Daddy shakes his head and says, baby, just slow down. 'Cause you're gonna miss this. 36, one's 23. It's hard to believe, but you're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look.
Someone to go home to. you don't know about me, or how long nights can be till you've lived through the story that's still living in me. You don't till you face life alone. You don't know about lonely till it's chiseled in stone. So I brought these pretty flowers, hoping you would understand. Sometimes a man is such a fool. Those golden words of wisdom from the heart of that old man showed me I ain't nothing without you. You don't know about me. Till you've lived through the story that old man just told me, and you don't know about sadness till you face life alone. You don't know about till it's chiseled in stone. You don't know about lonely till it's chiseled in stone.
The day I started loving you again, and I'm right back where I've really always been. I got over you just long enough to let my heart. And then the day I started loving you again, what a fool I was to think I could get by with only these few mere tears. Should have known the worst was yet to come, and the crying time for me had just begun. Today I started loving you again, and where I've really always been. I got over you just long enough to let my heart ache me. And then today I started loving you again.
Today I started loving you again, and I'm right back where I've really always been. I got over you just long enough to let my heart ache, and then today I started loving you
Just this morning, my woman caught me by surprise without a warning. She said, "Honey, you talk in your sleep." And then she began to weep as she said, "Tell me now, tell me truly, who's Julie?" With a blank look on my face, I searched my mind for an answer or excuse of some kind. But the words wouldn't come and my mind was blank. Slowly my head just sank when she said, "Honey, you know I love you truly. But who's Julie? Oh, Julie, what's this hold you got on me? On my mind, in my dreams, you know you shouldn't be there, Julie." I'd like to say Julie's just a friend of mine, but I know that would not satisfy your mind. You see, Julie gave me something you did not. She remembered what you forgot. And honey, I'm sorry I have to tell you so cruelly,
but now you know. Don't you ever ask me again.
Who's Julie?
Dripping off the brim of my hat, sure is cold today. Here I am walking down 66, wish she hadn't done me that way. Sleeping under a table in a roadside park, a man could wake up dead. But it sure seems warmer than it did in our king-sized bed. Is anybody going to San Antonio or Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is all right as long as I can forget I've ever known her. Down the neck of my shirt like I ain't got nothing on, but I'd rather fight the wind and rain than what I've been fighting at home. Yonder comes a truck for the U.S. mail, people writing letters back home. Tomorrow she'll probably want me back, but I'll still be just as gone. Is anybody going to San Antonio or Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is all right as long as I can forget I've ever known her.
she took me around the world. And I saw stars dancing on the water. I heard elves singing blue suede shoes. That old Muddy River was my favorite. The night I fell in love with the Queen of Memphis.
Different format tonight, but kind of bounced around a little bit from one extreme to the other, but that's okay. We managed to get through it. So I hope you guys have a great weekend. I will be back Monday, and it's going to be a long, hard night for those of you that are not Glock fans. So we got a lot of Glock stuff we need to get out of the way with some new things that's happening and some developments that have taken place here in the last few months. So we'll talk about all that, and we might drift off into some other gun stuff. There's also a few other news-related things that we got to take care of course. We can't go a whole show without some of our current events getting covered there. So anyway, we'll see you all Monday night, and have a great weekend. Thanks for joining me.
Turn out the lights.
Thanks for joining.
The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. What a crazy, crazy party. Never seen so many people laughing, dancing.
All right, folks, this wraps up another Friday in Liberty Lounge, the fastest 2 hours on Internet radio. Join me again next week, Monday through Thursday at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 Eastern, for the Shooting Bench. And then again Friday at the same time for Liberty Lounge.
Pause for me, the party's over. Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over.
the same old thing again. Once I...
You can also listen to Miss Amy at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday on Living Way Out Here. Have a great weekend and good night.
For me was just one party and then another. I broke her heart so many times, had to have my party wine. Then one day she said, sweetheart, the party's over. Turn out the lights, the party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night, the party's over. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. And tomorrow starts the same old thing.